Town Baptist Church for our Sunday evening service. I'm going to ask you to take your songbooks, please, and turn to song number 194. Song number 194 is a very familiar Christmas hymn that many people know. It's the song Joy to the World. Song number 194, I'm going to ask you to stand here in just a second, and we'll sing through song number 194, Joy to the World. Song number 194, let's stand, please, as we sing through this song, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her gift. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. All fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. You're singing well, keep it up on that third and then the last verse. No more the sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest her ground. He comes to make us his own. For as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, he rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Thank you for your good singing. You may be seated as Pastor Wright comes.
Let me thank you for taking the time to be here tonight, and I appreciate you coming out not only for the service, but just to hear the junior and senior high part of our Christmas program. And last year was the first time we did this. We divided the junior and senior high and the elementary program so that they could be a little distinct in what they were doing, and we could accomplish some different things. And I always enjoy hearing the young people sing and play the instruments and different things, and so I appreciate you being here tonight, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you. They're going to sing a number of songs and then a couple of readings in there. And all of these things are, of course, around the Christmas theme. And for those of us who are believers, that theme is something that is very dear to us, because when you understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is and what he has done, you realize that there was a point in time, and we looked at that in our service this morning, a point in time where God said, we're ready. The fullness of time has come, and Jesus Christ is going to come to earth so he can be the Savior of every man who will believe upon him. And I trust tonight that you have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Each of these songs have a message. And so as they sing and play through them, I trust that you'll listen carefully to the message that is here. Let me give you a couple of announcements at the beginning here so that I don't have to do that toward the end. There are several things in your bulletin for you to read through. And so if you didn't get a bulletin this morning, I know several of you were iced in this morning. There are more bulletins out in the foyer. And then especially pay attention to the schedule for the next 2 weeks. We do not have a Wednesday midweek service this week. We have a Thursday night service. And then the following week as well, we'll have our Christmas Eve service, but that will be our midweek service. And so we will not have church Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have Thursday night for the next 2 weeks. And so kind of make a mental note of that, that we'll be doing those things. And also, for those of you who are part of the cantata, there is a short rehearsal after the program on Thursday night. And one other thing, those of you who are a part of the Grow Outreach and the part of the Phones for You program, I would like for you to take one more sheet of names if you'd be willing to do that. And I have the names already on them here tonight. And so if you'd be willing to do that and sometime either tonight or through this week to call it one more list, that would take us almost all the way through our sheets, and then I'll have about five left over. So if you'd be willing to help with some of those, see me before you leave tonight so you can get that sheet and make sure you call those folks. All right, let's go ahead and bow for prayer, and then we'll go right into our program. The choir will be singing Fa La 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 for us tonight. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the time that you chose to send the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we look back at Scripture, we recognize that we had come to a fullness or an understanding of the need that we had. And Lord, tonight I pray that if there is a man or woman or perhaps a young person here that has not understood who the Lord Jesus Christ is, that your Holy Spirit would convict and bring them to a place of understanding. And I pray this evening that we'll have the privilege of seeing them trust Christ as Savior. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to have a ministry to families and for the work of these young people. I pray that you'll continue to work in their hearts and allow them to surrender to you. Lord, I pray that you'll use this evening, bless it, and encourage us through it. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Shank.
The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Then Joseph, her husband,
being a wise man and not willing to make her a public example,
was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all in the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, every man into his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child.
And all that they heard it wondering at those things which were told them by the shepherds, and the shepherds returned glorifying
and praising God
for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Oh,
I'm going to ask you to join with us again. I'm going to ask you to take your hymnals, please, and turn to song number 224. We'll have the lights come on here in just a second. Song number 224 is the song, "'Twas the Birthday," or is the birthday of a king. And Christmas is so much more, ought to be so much more to you and I who know Jesus Christ as our Savior than just an opportunity to get gifts or to give gifts. This is the birthday of the Messiah, one who, as Scripture tells us and as the angels told Mary and Joseph, this is the one who was going to be born to save his people from their sins. There was a reason why Jesus Christ came to this earth, and as we sing through this song, that will be something that we'll be reminded of. Song number 224, "The Birthday of a King." I'll ask you to stand, please, give you a chance to stretch a little bit. Song number 224, "The Birthday of a King." In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, the angels sang. The sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. You're singing well. Keep it up on that last verse. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a birth was led. What a perfect holy way. Alleluia, the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. Thank you again for your good singing. You may be seated. Pastor?
I'm going to ask our ushers to come, and we're going to take our offering tonight. I mentioned this morning that we would take an offering afterward. We're going to combine these two offerings, and we normally do this on our midweek service where we have our Christmas program, and since we have two of them, we always take an offering to help our teachers or to give our teachers a special gift at Christmas. And I don't know of any group that I appreciate more than the staff that God gives us and the people who just really dedicate themselves to teaching in a Christian environment. And Christian education is very distinct. It's something that is unique in its philosophy, and it's a unique opportunity that our church has. And of all of the things that we have opportunity to do, to have young people in our building 5 days a week and to be able to teach them and train them and to teach them a biblical philosophy of living, I think that is one of the greatest opportunities that our church has. And with that, God has given us some people who are very dedicated to that task. And, of course, those of you who have children here, you know that you pay tuition. But if you'll sit down and do some figuring, you'll quickly come to the conclusion that our teachers do not make a whole lot. They teach as a ministry. They do not teach because they get wealthy. And the Lord has given us some wonderful people who are willing to do that, and I believe they'll have some rewards in heaven. But in the meantime, I trust that you will give generously in this offering. Unless you designate it otherwise, and there may be some that will do that tonight because you were not here this morning, but we'll take this offering and then we'll put it as part of the gift that we give to our teachers at Christmas. And so I appreciate in advance your giving, and if you're not prepared to do that tonight and want to either send it in or give that on Thursday night, that will be fine as well. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll take that offering. Father, thank you for the music that we've heard. And Lord, as we think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it has given us the unique relationship with you. And Lord, it has given us the privilege of even entering into your presence tonight and enjoying the time that we have with you. I pray that you'll bless this offering. Lord, perhaps there are some here that could give above and beyond what others can and will be a tremendous blessing. And I pray that you'll bless them and, Lord, encourage them to be very generous with the very things that you've given us. Lord, bless this offering, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the earth God's people were waiting the time of Christ's birth. The various prophecies God given with care, the people were scattered through Judea there. The people were scattered through Israel's land, paying their taxes at Caesar's command. Descendants of David to Bethlehem sped. 'Twas late in the evening, they arrived there that day. They found at the inn there was no place to stay. Away in a stable, no place for a guest, they settled that couple to find them some rest. The star in the sky shone unusually bright to herald the event to take place that night. When there on the hay her time now full come, the virgin dear Mary gave birth to God's Son. With no crib to lie in, a stable for sheep, became for our Savior a place for his sleep. Moreover, that night in a field calm and still, rough shepherds were resting serenely until, through the dark of the sky, God's glory shone round. All quaking and frightened, they fell to the ground. To these as they trembled, God's messenger came, good tidings of great joy to all to proclaim. For you on this day, in the city close by, a baby in a manger does lie. So go to the stable, the baby you'll find, in swaddling clothes he lies there entwined. And then in a twinkling 'twas heard through the air, the praise of the angels assembled up there. To God in the highest all glory and praise, goodwill amongst men and peace through our days. When the angels returned then to heaven above, there stood the shepherds amazed by God's love. A moment they wondered, they hastily ran, found Mary and Joseph and God's gift to man. The baby named Jesus, man's Savior from sin, had come as was promised, his work to begin. His eyes not quite opened, how much they would see of hatreds and failures, of man's misery. The shepherds, the wonder made known as they went, told all of the gift that to mankind was sent. The star, that same star that proclaimed his birth, was shining for people all over this earth. The wise men, they saw it and knew what it meant. The Savior God promised, this world had been sent. Once more it is Christmas, the time of Christ's birth, a holiday season. Is that all it's worth? No, there is hope in this message, forgiveness from sin, for those who receive him, who let him come in. Let's remember his birthday. Let's celebrate right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you.
You know, most of the music that we sing at Christmas is pretty familiar. If you've been in a Christian environment for very long, you're well aware that those songs and the tunes are familiar. We put them to different settings sometimes and different music. But for the most part, the message of those songs is something that is something we're used to. It is something that is common to us. You know, as I was thinking through the story, and as Ian and Isaiah read through the Christmas story, they read the passage where it talks about the fact that there was no room for them in the inn, and you have the angels and all of the things that are surrounding the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you watch those things, as you observe those things through Scripture and you think through that, you realize that those people had no idea what they were observing that night. When the Lord Jesus Christ was born, I doubt that there were more than a handful of people that recognized that something spectacular was happening. There were innkeepers who were probably a little bit calloused, at least that's the way we read the story and we think of it that way, that they just didn't care. It probably wasn't anything personal. There just wasn't any room. And there were people that were around who saw a lady who was expecting and delivering a child and maybe had some pangs of compassion for her, but really there was a lot of activity and there was nothing they could do to help her. And all of the people who were around that night, they knew something was happening, but they had no idea what was really taking place. They had no idea that in the full scope of eternity and in the scope of the time period of humanity upon this earth, that the most spectacular event that ever would take place was beginning its course. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ on that particular night would lead to his death later, which would be the only way that a person could be saved. And when you look at that story and you realize that those people probably had no idea what was really taking place, you can understand that. Because I suspect that if you and I had been in their place other than studying Scripture, we probably would have had very little idea of the significance of that event either. It would have been just something else that was taking place. There are things that happen around us all the time that we observe, we give a little bit of note or assent to, and then we go on. And I think it probably would have been something like that if we had been in Bethlehem when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. But you know, if we move ahead 2,000 years to December of 2009, I believe that there are many people who are still in the same situation that we have here in front of us in Matthew 2 or Luke chapter 2 that would still not really know what's going on. There are people who celebrate Christmas and they have much the same attitude and much the same mindset as the people who were there the night the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Now, we don't know the exact date that Christ was born. We celebrate his birth on the 25th of December. I think that's wonderful for us. I think it's great for us to take the time to recognize the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, there will be a lot of people this year who will go through the celebration of Christmas and have as little understanding of what is taking place as those who were there the night that Jesus Christ was actually born. There will be many who will go through the Christmas season and they'll know that there's something religious that takes place. They'll know that there are churches that will have special activities. There are schools that will put on programs. There are churches that will put on cantatas. There are all kinds of things that will go on in churches around Christmas time, and perhaps they'll even attend a few of those. And they will watch television and they'll see some of the religious things that go on. I have kind of made it a habit through the years to watch the president as he talks about the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in D.C. And I saw a little bit of President Obama's speech this year. And a little bit of contrast to the one I saw last year. As the president last year quoted verses from Scripture and talked about what the season was really about. And there will be people who will watch the television program. I saw that I didn't watch it. I'm not a big ice skating fan, but there was a Christmas ice skating in Las Vegas to the Christmas songs. And you can watch everything from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to Frosty the Snowman, and you can see all kinds of holiday specials. But you know, it is still possible to go through Christmas and still not understand what it's all about. They have little idea of what is really taking place the day that we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be many people who are simply celebrating family time. There will be many people who are simply celebrating a winter holiday. There will be people who are celebrating just a traditional Christmas season, that it is something that we do around this time of year, and it's full of generally great joy and happiness as we get to see our friends and we get to see our family members and get to take a break from everything that takes place. But you know, it's only really a handful of people that understand the significance of what Christmas actually is. And I hope those people are in this room tonight. I hope you of all people would be the ones that when you say Merry Christmas, you're not saying it because it is now a response to the antagonism against Christmas and the response to those who want to say Happy Holidays and drive Christmas out. And so you just have that rebellious nature where you say, well, I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everyone I can just because. I hope you truly understand Merry Christmas. That you don't come across as one who has as little idea of what Christmas is as those people that we read about tonight in Scripture. I hope you truly understand that Christmas is about something significantly different than that. That the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was different than any other baby that was ever born. Because number one, this child was born of a virgin. It was not a traditional conception. It was God intervening in the course of mankind in order to have a child born who did not have the sin nature and did not have the destructive nature that we have within ourselves. It was God intervening so that this child was going to be to grow up and was going to go to the cross, and he was going to be the perfect Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. And at Christmas, what we celebrate is the fact that God intervened on our behalf so that we would not have to pay the penalty for our sins. God intervened on our behalf so that we could look toward heaven and we could recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ, in dying on the cross, reaches out his hand to us and says, I will take your sin, I will pay the penalty for you. And all you have to do is believe. And those of us who have come to that place where we believe the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, when it comes to Christmas, we get it. We really understand. We understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is not just a baby that was in a manger. He was a baby who grew into a man who gave himself willingly on the cross so that our sin could be forgiven. And you see, there is a gap, there is a massive difference between those who just understand that something happened at Christmas and I'm not really sure what it was. But I'll celebrate it because it's fun. Because at Christmas I get gifts and family comes in and we get to enjoy people and I even get to give. There's some people just enjoy that part of it. I just enjoy the holiday of it. But really, you still don't get it. You're as blind, you're as without understanding as those people who were watching the Lord Jesus Christ birth and did not get what it was all about. You know, as you hear the songs tonight, that last song that was sung, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. The writer of that song understood as he looked over the hills of Bethlehem how special that particular night was. How unique that time was, that here is God sending forth His Son so that we can have the opportunity to be saved. You know, tonight, the last thing that I'll tell you here is this. I don't want you to go through the Christmas season just enjoying the holiday. I want you to enjoy it, no doubt about that. But it is possible for you to even be at a service like this and hear the music that you've heard and be exposed to everything that you've been exposed to and still be as blind as those who are watching the actual birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You could still leave here without a real understanding of why we celebrate Christmas, why we celebrate the birth of this child. I want to make clear for you that in celebrating this, the birth of this child, we're celebrating God's decision to intervene on our behalf so that we do not have to pay the penalty for our sin. God has willingly decided to do that for us. God has willingly sent His Son to die on the cross so that our sin could be forgiven. It takes us all the way around to that verse that we know very well, John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And tonight, as you sit here in this auditorium, perhaps there's a man or a woman, as you think about it, you would have to put yourself in the category of persons who would be as blind to what really happened the night of Christ's birth as those who were actually there. That in real truth, if you're to be honest with yourself, you're celebrating a holiday. You're not celebrating the birth of your personal Savior. That makes a difference. You see, I'm celebrating the birth of my personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, we want you to be able to say that as well. In a moment, we're going to finish our service and we're going to sing through one more stanza of the song that we started with, Joy to the World. There is no greater joy than knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. There's no greater joy than being able to look at Christmas and say, this is a fun time, a great holiday. But more than that, it is a time when God intervened on my behalf so that my sin can be forgiven. And tonight, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's our desire that you would take the time to consider what He has done for you and to trust Him, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because God dearly loves you. Let's bow for prayer, please. Now, Father, as we're before You this evening, You have given us in Your Word a very clear description of the time that You intervened on our behalf. And Lord, as we consider that tonight, it is very possible that there is a man or a woman or perhaps a young person in this room that is as clueless to the real truth of Christmas as those who were actually around the time of Christ's birth. Lord, tonight, I ask that Your Holy Spirit would convict them. Lord, some of them have heard the gospel before, but they're still in line to pay for their own sin. And Father, I pray Your Holy Spirit will bring them to a place where they will understand what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. May this Christmas be unique for that person. May it be a unique time where they trust Him as their personal Savior. Now, with our heads bowed and out of courtesy for those who are here, I'm going to ask that you keep your head bowed for just a moment. I'm going to ask Alan to go ahead and turn the lights up. But before you look around or look at me, may I ask you a question tonight? Is there someone this evening who would say, Pastor Wright, you know, as I think about what you're saying, I don't know that I have ever trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm concerned about that. I'm not going to point you out or embarrass you, but I would like to pray for you. Tonight, would you say to me by simply raising your hand high enough for me to see it, Pastor, will you pray for me? I'm not sure that I'm saved, and it's concerning me. If that's true for you this evening, would you just slip your hand up and then put it back down? I'm just not sure that I'm saved, and I'm asking you to pray for me. All right? We say that tonight with someone else. I'm not sure I'm saved. Will you pray for me? Now, Lord, again tonight, I pray that You'll convict and that hearts would be stirred. Lord, may we be faithful about presenting the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is. And Lord, tonight there are some in here who do not know Him as Savior. And I pray Your Holy Spirit will work. And Lord, I pray that You'll give them a full and complete understanding of what it means to be saved. Thank You, Father, for Your kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. As always, when we invite you here for a service, at any time when you want to talk to somebody, we invite you to do that. There'll be folks around tonight, and if we can help you, I trust that you'll seek someone out so that we can show you how to know for sure you're saved. Let's finish tonight the way we started, with just one verse of the song Joy to the World. I believe it's 198 in your songbook. And the young people have done a great job tonight. I appreciate their preparation and their singing for us. Let's go ahead and stand together, please. Joy to the World.
joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you on Thursday night.